Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome. I'm Drew Mariani. Good to be with you today. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, I hope you can hang out with me. I've got a lot to share with you. If you need a healing today, right? If you have you're battling cancer or you have some chronic pain or you're battling addiction or there's a problem in your life, stay tuned. I want to plug you into a couple things that I came across on a pilgrimage I was on recently. And these are a little bit hard to believe. But, you know, with God, all things are possible, right? And I want to share with you a couple stories, true stories. And I want to give you something, too, a little later. So stay with me. I'm going to get you plugged into that. News and headlines, of course, will be coming straight up for you. And then if you have a loved one away from the faith, today especially, I want you to listen to the program. We're going to pray for that intention this afternoon during the chaplet. But then if you're praying for your son, your daughter, maybe a spouse or a sibling, today's a day for you. We're going to talk to Maggie Green. She's going to be stopping by and just get you plugged into something I think that can really help you, really, really, you know, just can make a difference in the spiritual journey of that person that you're praying for, okay? But this is for you more than anything, not so much for them. I want to talk about you because, look, we all have loved ones that we pray for, don't we? I do. I have people that I love very much that have drifted from God, that need God, don't know what they're missing. So today, let's focus on those things. Let's look at healing. Let's look at conversion. And I think this will be a unique perspective. You're going to hear things today you might never have heard before. So I hope you can hang out with me. I hope we can talk and just spend some time together. We'll pray the chaplet, too, in about an hour. So feel free to do that. Before we begin, I want to pray. Okay, I'm going to pray today for you, whatever your needs are. I mean, let's come together, you and me, right now. Let's petition heaven together. We'll pray for each other, and we'll just ask God for his mercy on your need. And let's pray in a particular way for Relevant Radio, for this unique apostolate, this beautiful ministry that God has called forth, and he really has called it forth. And I'm just so delighted to play a small role in what it does every day. But let's entrust the needs of this ministry. Life is a journey. It involves trust, right? You know that. You know how important it is. I mean, Christ showed us over and over again in the scriptures how important faith was, how important trust was. And if you can have that faith the size of a mustard seed, if you can trust God, then miracles will take place in your life. I'm telling you that. I guarantee you that things will change. The Lord also put us in this unique relationship. He wants management here. He wants this network to trust in his providence. And that's the way it works for us. We can stay on the air. You know, as long as God wants us, and he invites you to step out too. So we're all in this together. It's kind of a unique spiritual dynamic, don't you think so? We have to trust God. We trust in your generosity. You have to trust that God's going to provide for you as well. It all comes down to that common denominator. So I really invite you to do that, okay? I want to pray. I want to give you a telephone number. If you could in this hour, help by calling 877-291-0123 or making a pledge online at Relevant Radio on the mobile app. That would be great. There's a really special premium I'll tell you about coming up in a minute. They're very limited. We probably won't have them by the end of my show today. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and get this. But let's pray. All right, we're going to pray right now the Memorare, and we'll invoke the powerful intercession of Our Lady. I mean, she has really helped me. I can't tell you how much I love Our Lady. All the great saints had a devotion to her. And I'm telling you, if you are not in a relationship with her, explore that relationship. You know, start to ask her for her help and intercession. And you're going to find not only your love for her deepen, but you're going to find your love for Jesus Christ deepen even in a more profound way. It's I don't know the right word for it. I don't want to say bizarre. It's just super cool. It really is. It's great. It's a blessing. It's a grace. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son. Of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, thanks for your support. The past 2 days here for the Drew Mariani Show have been stellar. You rock. You're generous. You're great. You're going to love what I have to offer you today, and I hope you'll call in and take advantage of it. But before we get to anything, let me just bring you up to speed on what's happening. I'm sure if you turned on your news today, it's all, you know, Afghanistan, right? You're hearing that nonstop, and there's these horror stories of women fearing for Taliban oppression. I just saw a report about 10 minutes ago that the cost of the hijab, the veils that the women are wearing, right, doubled in price. They're saying that a woman's best source of protection there in Afghanistan is the veil, right? It's a culture. Look, women are flogged. People are being executed. It's a rough place to be right now. And I won't go into all the details of it. There's a lot of that already out there. But I just call you to pray for people who don't have freedom like you and I do. You know, we take it for granted. So, you know, what happens? The Biden administration comes. They decide to withdraw U.S. forces and trying to get citizens from Afghanistan. And as you know, it has just turned into a complete debacle. We only had 2,500 troops there. There are going to be thousands of troops there now just trying to get people in and out. So, in fact, it's so bad. It's just so bad right now. And look, I don't want to get partisan or political here. This is not about, the Biden administration. This is about America. It's about how we look to the rest of the world, and it's also just about a lot of innocent lives that are in danger right now. It's so bad right now that even the mainstream media, they're faulting President Biden for what's happening. I was shocked when I saw CNN and MSNBC and, you know, CBS and NBC and a lot of people out there really pressing on this issue. Even fellow Democrats are wondering, what is up? Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, was saying that, look, he's going to start an investigation because of everything that's now happening. And so, you know, you're going to hear more of this in the days ahead. It's a story that's still developing. News reports right now are that the president is saying that in July, you know, that the Taliban was not going to overrun Afghanistan anytime soon. And you know, maybe they're right. Maybe they thought, look, we've armed the Afghani army. We've trained them. They're going to be able to fight their own civil war right now. We've done our duty. Let's get our troops back home, right? He had intelligence reports, though, here's the problem, saying that that's not the case, that the Taliban, that he's saying, is not going to overrun Afghanistan. Intelligence reports were saying, no, it's going to happen very quickly. In fact, the Taliban right now, they're trying to present themselves to the world as a new, improved Taliban. They held a press conference recently, which they tried to sound diplomatic. Al Jazeera has been reporting hourly updates on the Taliban's overthrow of Afghanistan, and they actually held their first press conference yesterday. I just thought this is well worth. Maggie and I were talking about this before the broadcast. I mean, this is definitely worth you listening to. Check this out.
The Islamic Emirate, after the freedom of this nation, is not going to revenge anybody. We do not have any grudges against anybody. We know that we have been undergoing very challenging periods and crises, a lot of mistakes that were in the advantage of the occupiers. We wanted to make sure that Afghanistan is not the field of conflict, the battlefield of conflict anymore. On the basis of the orders of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have pardoned anyone, all those who had fought against us. We don't want to repeat any conflict, any war again, and we want to do away with the factors for conflict. Therefore, the Islamic Emirate does not have any kind of hostility or animosity with anybody. Animosities have come to an end, and we would like to live peacefully. We don't want any internal enemies and any external enemies.
I wish that was true. I really do. I wish that was true. Right now, we are seeing targeted killing. We are seeing the abuse of women reported after the Taliban's takeover, and the atrocities there are continuing to mount. But, you know, the Taliban doing what everybody else does, they're out front saying, oh, no, we're not going to begrudge anybody. We're not holding any grudges. You know, we are forgiving any defectors. I would be pretty concerned if I was a defector, you know, coming back to see how the Taliban was going to receive me. In fact, they're going door to door right now in cities around the country, and they're finding Christians Christians, followers of Christ, who collaborated with our troops. And there was there's the woman who was walking down the street in Kandahar. I don't know if you heard about this. She wasn't wearing her head covering, right? You know what they did? When they saw her without her head veil or without her head covering? She was shot dead on the spot. She was shot dead right there on the site. A bullet in her head. Oh, no, we're not going to have any. We want everybody to get along. We want everybody to go back to work. This is not a problem. We forgive everybody. She wasn't wearing a head covering, and it cost her her life. Women are being flogged. These women are scared to death because the abuses they're going to go through. I don't drill into the darkness of this too much. I want you to be aware of what's going on. Now we've got to deal with the Taliban and what they've acquired for free. Right now they have thousands of pieces of American military equipment that you and I paid for. You know, they can now use this weaponry to oppress their fellow countrymen. And they're also planning on welcoming back Al-Qaeda and maybe even ISIS. Maybe even ISIS. When I come back, I want to share with you a clip on those left behind. It's a pretty powerful piece of audio I think you should hear. But I've got to take a short break here before I come back. And look, I'm here to give you just a sense of what's going on. I want you to be aware of what's happening in our country, but I also want you to be aware of what's happening around the world and what our response, what our call to action or duty is, you know, and how we are not just called to pray, but what we can do to make a difference. And I'm here to give you a look at life you're not going to find anywhere else. You're not going to find it on Fox. You're not going to find it on any conservative media, any liberal media. You're going to get a pretty unbiased, I hope. I shouldn't say unbiased. My bias is that of Jesus Christ, of the teachings of our Catholic Church. When you tune into me, you get something very rare in this country. So if you can help support that, I would appreciate it. The number here, if you can give, is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or by going online to relevantradio.com and making your pledge there. Father Rocky, our executive director, has this message for you.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the executive director of Relevant Radio, and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We got a very special 2-for-1 gift today. 2 gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, plus a book, The St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
All right, thanks very much, Father. Yes, reach out and respond during our pledge drive, 877-291-0123. On the web at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani this hour to help raise some funds for this beacon of light and truth that we call Relevant Radio, a network that is changing lives every single day. Now, as Drew was talking about just a few minutes ago, sometimes, you know, we've got to deliver some news that may not be too cheerful, like what's going on in Afghanistan or Haiti. But we try to give you that faith perspective that you're not going to find anywhere else. Please help us to stay on the air, remain on the air by giving us a call now or jumping online, making a pledge. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. Or on the Relevant Radio app. And again, as Father was talking about just a moment ago, we have a very limited supply of the Our Lady of Guadalupe medals that Drew brought with him to holy sites all across Mexico. We kind of chuckle every pledge drive recalling Father Rocky himself, the CEO himself, missing out on a special pledge gift several years ago because, well, he was a little too late to the punch. So get yours right now, your Our Lady of Guadalupe medal that Drew took with him to holy sites. And along with that, the book by Maggie Green, and that's the St. Monica Club. And she will show you how to faithfully follow the example of Saint Monica, who, of course, prayed for years and years and years for her son, Saint Augustine, to come back to the faith. So the medal and the book are yours. And if we can toss in one more gift for you, okay. You give online at relevantradio.com or on the app. We have this special online-only gift of Bring Them Back, a brand new talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. All are yours at the dollar a day giving level. You want to get a hold of us right now to give at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app to get all three of those gifts. Give now.
All right. Hey, Neil, thank you. I was thinking about these medals that we're giving away today, and I swore I was never going to do this again. and the reason I'm not going to do it again, I carried, I don't know how many medals I had in this bag with me, right? I had to carry it all over Mexico, and Montezuma's revenge hit just about everybody on this trip. So there was a lot of suffering going on for people. But these medals went to some of the holiest places you could imagine before the very site where the Blessed Mother appeared, to Juan Diego, sites of healing springs. And I'll tell you some of those stories coming up. I mean, they're really powerful stories. This is a special gift. They're limited, and if you can help support Relevant Radio, we'd love to give it to you today, okay? A dollar for dollar, no dollar for dollar match, dollar day gift, and this is yours. Online, relevantradio.com. Call now.
Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable, all things are possible.
Oh, it's good to be back here with you. Thank you for joining me. Well, I got a lot to talk about. Chilling reports of human rights abuses, mounting violations against women after the Taliban sweep to power. The UN Security Council is reporting that news. It's a terrible situation right now. People are being beaten and executed, and that is the truth. All right? That is the truth regardless of what the Taliban is saying. The other problem we have, and this is one final thought on this, and I won't spend too much time today talking about it. The Taliban is weaponry now, right? They're going to use it against their people. They're going to oppress their countrymen. They have American technology. They're also planning on welcoming back Al-Qaeda, maybe even ISIS in the area. And we've got the crisis of a lot of people, translators, American citizens, people who've aided the U.S. Trying to get out. Matt Zeller, he's a former first lieutenant during the war in Afghanistan. He's a former combat advisor with Afghan security forces. He was also the co-founder. You might be familiar with this group called No One Left Behind. He sounded off recently. He was on MSNBC about what's happening in Afghanistan. I think you'll appreciate this. Listen to the picture that he now paints.
I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught? No, no, no. What we need to be doing right now, and what I am appalled that the president didn't say, was we need to be talking about how we're going to get every single one of these people out. Because let's be abundantly clear. People like me looked these people in the eye and made them a promise. We promised them that in their time of need, we would take care of them. how do you ever expect anyone to ever trust us again if we don't do that now while we can? And I'm sick and tired of trying to defer to the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan on what we're going to do. We're the United States of America. They're terrified of us. I have Afghans on the ground right now who are telling me they're going door to door in Kabul and they're making lists of people who used to work with us. They're telling them with smiles on their face, evil smiles, that they're going to be back from them once we leave.
That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. He's right. We are the United States of America. You know, the one thing here, my takeaway, that was MSNBC. And we talk about how liberal they can be, how biased quite often. Brian Williams was shocked. I don't think he thought this guy was going to go off like that. But 86,000 people on that list. We owe them a debt. And they served. They sacrificed. And we should do the same thing and make sure that they have the safety that they deserve. It's a tough situation. I know you feel powerless. You know, I what can I do, right? We sit here and say, what can I do personally? Well, let's pray. Call your congressperson. Let your voice be heard. Look, time is so short for me here. I only have a minute or two left here with you. But I do want to share one other thing. I need you to pray for Cardinal Burke. I'll tell you more about him coming up. He's battling COVID right now, and I have a friend very close to him just told me things do not look good. But, of course, all things are possible with prayer. We'll see. Governor Abbott, the governor of Texas, who has been vaccinated, another high-profile figure. Despite the vaccine, he came down with COVID-19. And the media are using that to take shots at him, just like they were doing with Cardinal Burke. There was a headline that I saw regarding the governor. It says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who opposes the vaccine and mask mandates, tests positive for COVID-19. My understanding is he had the vaccine. So it leads you to think, you know, the headline makes you think he opposes the vaccines, but that's not the case. I'm not quite sure what his symptoms are. It appears he has none, which I think is good. So we'll keep him in prayers. And then Pope Francis making news today. This is big news. If you did not hear about this, and I get people who call me. My emails can be so nasty. I don't share them with you on the air, but people don't like the fact that I try to present both sides of an issue. I try to be objective. I try to bring you truth. Pope Francis has gotten onto the vaccine bandwagon right now. He is there. An ad cancels developed an ad which is starting to circulate on TV and online this week. It features our Holy Father saying what I'm about to share with you. Okay, you'll probably have seen this. If you haven't, you will. He says, getting the vaccines that are authorized by the respective authorities is an act of love. And that's what he said. Getting the vaccines that are authorized by respective authorities is an act of love. Getting vaccinated, he says, is a simple yet profound way to care for another, especially the most vulnerable. So that's the Holy Father. Again, for those of you who are on the fence, and we've got people on both sides of the fence, some saying I'm absolutely not going to get it because of the connection to abortion. Others saying, I'm doing this. The Holy Father, the Church, USCCB says, you know, that distance is far enough removed and it is a good and moral thing to do. I'm just telling you right now what the Vicar of Christ is now saying. He says you got to get on the bandwagon is what he's saying fundamentally. So he says, getting vaccinated, it's an act of love. It's a simple yet profound way to care for one another, especially the most vulnerable. All right, there you have it. You discern, right? I'm just throwing it on your table. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to be back with more. Can you help me today? We're halfway through our pledge drive. We're not even quite halfway to our goal. If you can come through and make a pledge today, I'd appreciate it. The number here, 877-291-0123.
And Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani. And Drew's right. We've got a long way to go. We were at the beginning of the hour, only at 41% of our need of $2.7 million by the end of the week. So whatever you can do, large or small, we could use your help right now at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Please do reach out and respond. New donor Vivian in Glenview, Illinois, and she just kicked in $100. Thank you so much, Vivian.
Thanks,
it looks
Vivian.
Like we've got some dollar a day gifts coming in. Annette, another new donor from Black River, Michigan. Lydia, another new donor from L.A. with a gift of a dollar a day and another dollar a day gift, Ricardo in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you so much, everybody. And yeah, you can get right now for a dollar a day. We have the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal that Drew brought with him to Holy Sites in Mexico. With that, we have the book St. Monica Club. And Drew, you're going to be talking with Maggie Green a little later. Is that right?
Yeah, Neil, she's stopping by. Awesome. After we'll pray the chapel, and a little bit later she'll stop by. Great conversation in store.
Yeah, absolutely. And that book, all about how you can faithfully follow the example of St. Monica, who prayed for her son, St. Augustine, to come back to the faith. And if you give online, we've got Bring Them Back, the audio download, brand new talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. So give a dollar a day, 877-291-0123 on the app at relevantradio.com as well. Drew?
We need your help. To be really direct and very simple. If you could help right now, we would be grateful. The number here is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible. And I just want to tell you about this medal I brought back. I want to thank Irma and Wayne, two friends of mine who made sure that we brought these medals on this trip. And my wife, Kathy, was on the trip with me, and I had brought my daughter as well, so the three of us were there, and we carried these on our backs everywhere we went. And this medal, if you are praying for somebody's conversion, and I was thinking about this a little bit earlier, you know, the site of Guadalupe, where the Virgin Mary appeared, resulted in more conversions, I think, than any site in the planet. I mean that. Unbelievable. Millions and millions have come into the faith. This medal was taken to the very site where the Mother of God appeared to Juan Diego, several sites where she had her apparitions. And it's yours right now if you'll call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. You know, that's a dollar a day, but these are limited. I know many of them have already left.
Yeah, absolutely. So many have been given away already. So if you want one, give a dollar a day right now at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
All right, about 27 before the top of the hour. It's good to be with you today. I was on pilgrimage in June, and I had been to Guadalupe a couple times before. Every time I seem to go to this place, I suffer. It was on the trip. I had three or four great days, right? I was fine. And a bunch of people on the trip were getting sick. You know, of course, you can't drink the water in Mexico fundamentally. You know, I know you say, well, I've been to Cancun, and I've been fine. Yeah, you probably were there. All that water was probably processed and filtered. I don't know. You got to be careful the type of the vegetables you drink. In the shower, do you open your mouth at all? You know, do you brush your teeth, right, with water out of the faucet? If you do it inadvertently, you're done. You're in trouble. A lot of people got sick. I happened to come down with something, too. I wasn't feeling that great. And, you know, when you're sick, you're weak. And we had brought for you, we really wanted to bring for you, as a premium for this pledge drive, medals of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I have a medal in my hand right now. It has the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is an incredible gift. I put this image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the same category as the Shroud of Turin. There are two miraculous images, I believe, given to us by heaven. They both have survived the millennia. They survived the centuries, if you will. They have survived bomb blasts and attacks. They defied the laws of nature. Even how the images are on these fabrics is just, nobody has any idea how they got there. I do, but science can't explain it, at least. And Our Lady of Guadalupe, of course, she's known as the patroness of America, the Americas. She appeared in the geocenter of this great nation, of this great, you know, continent of ours, really, is what I should say. And she came as our mother. She reminded Juan Diego that. And if you are praying for somebody with a conversion, you know, maybe somebody's away from the faith, then I want you to really, I want to invite you to get this medal. And I'll tell you what, get it and give it to them. If it's your daughter who's living a bad lifestyle right now, maybe she's in an immoral relationship, maybe she's doing something that you're not happy with, ask her just to wear this. Just give it to her. It's a beautiful medal. Same thing for the guys. You know, you can put it on your keychain. You can put it on your rosary. You can stick it in the car. Stick it under the mattress of the person you're praying for. And ask Our Lady to bring about their conversion. You know what Our Lady she has said? She said, I am truly your mother. No, let me rephrase that. She says, I am truly your merciful mother. That's what Our Lady said when she appeared. Yours and all the peoples who live united in this land and of all the other people of different ancestries. You know, my lovers who love me, those who seek me, those who trust in me, here I will hear their weepings, their complaints, and I will heal all their sorrows, hardships, and sufferings. That's Our Lady. You know, Jim was saying to me, you ought to tape it on your cell phone. That's what his mom used to do, and I guess it's a great idea. It's, you know, put it in that cell phone. Keep this medal with you. I only brought a few back. They were there before the very site where the Virgin Mary appeared, and I'll tell you more about some of these sites. In fact, Juan Landa, who I had the great opportunity to travel with, is with me today, and I want him to share some of these stories because they were at sites where miraculous springs welled up, where miraculous healings took place, sites where profound conversions ensued. They were even touched by the relic of a saint. I had the opportunity to pray at the tomb of Miguel Pro, and the priest that was on the trip with us brought back a relic, and he actually had a bone. They actually gave him a bone. It was a bone, the finger of Saint Miguel Pro, who died for the faith. And we laid it on this bag of metals. So, I mean, you talk about some powerhouse stuff. Limited quantities, okay? I mean, when I say they're limited, if you want this now as a gift to help Relevant and at the same time to go ahead and bless yourself or bless someone else, do this. Call 877-291-0123. We're asking a dollar a day pledge. We're also going to give you this beautiful book on conversion by Maggie Green. You can also just go online. That's the best way, I think, to do it. It's relevantradio.com. By using your mobile app. I'm joined right now by the founder of Modern Day Tours. I had the great opportunity to travel, as I said, with Juan on that pilgrimage. And he's a far greater expert than I am on these sites. And I invited him to join me. Juan, thank you for joining me, and thanks for your insight.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be on board today.
So there's a lot to talk about. And I just want to get people plugged in, if we could, to some of the places that this special gift went to. And maybe the first place we should talk about is maybe Guadalupe, you know, where the Virgin appeared. She appeared several apparitions, right, to Juan. These medals went to those places, as well as to his uncle, where there was a miraculous spring. So maybe you can fill everyone in on what went down.
Yes. Our Lady was technically appeared to St. Juan Diego four times, and those four occasions are all in the complex of the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And one is in the top of Tepeyac, one is on the bottom of the hill, one is by a little well where she left a spring that is no longer available to the public, and there's always the one called the fifth apparition. People say, where is this fifth apparition? The fifth apparition occurred in the house of St. Juan Diego, where Juan Bernardino, the uncle of St. Juan Diego, laid very sick, and he was on his way to death. And this is why those who hear this story find out that St. Juan Diego was avoiding Our Lady on one of the last apparitions in order to get a priest to get the last rites on Juan Bernardino. But Our Lady intercepts him and says, am I not here? Am I not your mother? Your uncle's taken care of. I'm paraphrasing, of course. These were not the words of Our Lady.
Sure, sure.
But she takes care of Juan Bernardino. We were there at the site of what was the house of Juan Diego and where his uncle lived after Maria Lucia, Juan Diego's wife, had passed away. And that's underneath the altar of this church in Mexico City. Tulpetlac is the name, the Aztec name of this home. And then, of course, we were in all the places in the shrine, Tepeyac, including Tepeyac, and in front of the image. And we also had Mass. Remember, we celebrated Mass. Father John Claude celebrated Mass for our group in the old basilica where the image was stored for several centuries.
So, Juan, let me ask you a question about Lady Guadalupe. For those who don't know, you know, we had the Protestant Reformation going on in Europe at that time, and you know, as a church, for the first time in our history, we are hemorrhaging Catholics. You know, there was really a demonic deception at the time, and we saw really the church take a great wound, and now we have this splinter, this division in the church. We've got, you know, Catholics and Protestants, and from Luther and Calvin and everyone down the line. We've lost some people from, you know, the sacramental life of the church, from the Church of Christ established. But what happens when that takes place? You know, on the other side of the ocean, there in the heart of the Americas, where human sacrifice is taking place, you know, where the Aztecs are offering, you know, how many souls a day? I mean, how many tens of thousands, right, Juan, they were sacrificing on those pyramids?
Tens of thousands. Actually, when they inaugurated the double-head pyramid of Tenochtitlan, which is today Mexico City, actually this double-head pyramid is right next to what today is the Cathedral of Mexico.
Yeah.
They killed 87,000 souls, people.
My Lord.
And they were people over a period of 3 days.
They were so proficient.
So they were, and this was written by the Aztecs themselves. So this is not something that somebody made up. This is actually in their codexes.
87,000 people. And they were so good at it, so proficient at murder. They could take the heart out of a human being while
incredibly well. It were for babies, to old people, women, you know, totally indiscriminatory except for their own. They never killed their own Aztec people. These were other civilizations in Mexico. They would go and attack them, and then as soon as the warrior would give up, they would become a sacrificial victim. But the beautiful thing of Our Lady is, like what you mentioned, that a few thousands are being lost to the heresies of Reformation in Europe. We get, with one apparition of Our Lady, 9 million new souls in the Catholic Church.
That's so awesome.
In America.
I love the way God works.
It's monumental. It gives us all a lot of hope because you mentioned also about the lies and the demonic influence in society. We see that. It's palpable right now in our modern lives, and I'm excited. Maybe Our Lady will show up soon. God knows when he has in store. You know, God is God. We are not God, and he can do whatever he wants. He's God. And maybe Our Lady will pay a visit, and that society will be completely changed. I'm excited about anything
I
like that.
I am too. Juan, hang with me. I'll take a short break. I want to talk about some of the other places too. You know, I see healings take place within this network all the time during the chaplet, during the rosary. I mean, people call, and we have miracles that unfold, and a lot of those deal with health. This is also the case in some of the places that we visited where miraculous springs have welled up. And I want to fill you in on that. But before I do, I just want to invite you to get on board. As I said, Juan and I had the ability to travel together. I had carried these medals where we had gone. They were heavy. It was a sacrifice. So these medals not only are my prayer and the prayers of all that were with us, but the sacrifice of that journey. And they're yours if you call right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. I often think, too, you know, if you're praying for conversion, you heard about the millions that converted to the Catholic faith as a result of Our Lady Guadalupe. Why not make a sacrifice for the souls that we're going to reach here at Relevant Radio? You know, we're missionary, we're evangelical. Through your pledge, you empower us to do that, and souls are going to be brought back. But at the same time, you can get this medal. And your financial sacrifice is a gift to God. And I know God hears it. We'll send you this medal. You know, maybe wear it to remind yourself to pray every day for that soul, or maybe give it to that soul that needs this grace. If you've had an abortion too, as I'm thinking about the culture of death and how Our Lady vanquished it, that apparition brought an end to the Aztec Empire as a human, you know, sacrifice. And we saw 9 million convert to the Catholic faith. She's the patroness of the unborn. Look, I know you might have been involved in an abortion. Maybe, gentlemen, you encouraged your girlfriend, or you paid for it, or maybe, ladies, you made the mistake. Why not make the sacrifice? Make a financial sacrifice today. And for that other woman that's thinking about making the same mistake, or for that mother that's wounded that can't forgive herself, or that now is addicted to drugs, or is in a codependent relationship, or suffering the fallout from that bad decision. And then when you have this medal in your rosary or in your keychain, or you have it and you wear it, you can say a prayer for that person or give it to that person that had that abortion. Let them know how much Our Lady and our Lord love them. Call right now. These are limited. We're not going to have a whole lot of them. And I think they're anointed because they've been in some really, really holy places. I'll fill you in on it. Okay, but let me take a short break. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on our mobile app. You know, God's working in a powerful way. Here's another example.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
We have William from Sacramento.
Hi, William.
Thank you, Father Rocky and Margaret. I have a report of answered prayer. You were so kind as to announce several times for Katie to get a house for her kids from William in Sacramento. And Katie is not Catholic, and she was able to hear this. And now she's getting her house, and she attributes it to you.
God bless her. Amen. We're so happy. Katie, who's not Catholic, has got a house. Because even if you're not a Catholic, you still need a house. We're crying out loud. That's great news.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Love that miracle moment. Happened on the Family Rosary Across America just a couple of weeks ago. Hi, it's Neil Robbins stepping in with Drew Mariani, and we do love those miracle moments that you make possible with your financial support to Relevant Radio. We've heard so many stories over the years of lives that were changed, marriages saved, even lives literally saved by the work of Relevant Radio that you have made possible. Babies that were not aborted. We even had a man tell us a few years ago that he was on the brink of committing suicide, and he stopped what he was preparing to do when he hit the scan button in his truck, and on came Father Rocky on Relevant Radio. Now, not every story is quite that dramatic, but you are helping to create miracle moments every single day. So we're asking for your help right now. We have a long way to go before we hit the 2.7 million by the that we need by the end of the week. I think we're at over 1.1 million right now. So only about 41% of our need. So we need your help. It's a great hour to give. 877-291-0123. Or on the web at relevantradio.com, or use the Relevant Radio app. As Drew was mentioning, we have those beautiful medals, the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal that Drew brought with him to holy sites all across Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe and the site of the home of Saint Juan Diego. We also have, along with the medal at the dollar a day giving level, you're going to get the Saint Monica Club book. And we'll be talking with Maggie Green in less than an hour, and she'll explain to you in the book how you can faithfully follow the example of Saint Monica, who of course prayed for nearly 30 years for her son Saint Augustine to come back to the faith. What can you do right now? For a dollar a day, you get those gifts, and you will be helping Relevant Radio, and we sure need your help. 877-291-0123. Use the Relevant Radio app to give, or jump online, relevantradio.com. Drew?
Yeah, limited quantities of the medals. I just want to be very clear about that. You know how it goes during these pledge drives. We can only bring so many of them back. And this is a way that you can really help us in our mission of bringing Christ to the world. And we do it through so many different ways. You empower it. We're in this together. If you value your Catholic faith, if you are proud to be Catholic, then get on board with us today. We, as Neil pointed out, are more than halfway through our pledge drive right now, but we're not even halfway to goal. So we could use some heroic giving right now. Again, 877-291-0123. You can also go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. If you do that, you'll also get an MP3 download. Today, we're going to talk about conversion. I really believe God's working. He's reaching out to all of us. I know God's hearing your prayers. Call now. Make that pledge. Get this medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I've never seen one like it. I'll be right back. Yeah, mixed bag here, right? A little Kanye for you. Mixing it up. Maggie opened the show with a little Christian music. A little Kanye West. Thank you, Maggie. Good to have you on the team. Maggie's been new. First week here, first pledge drive with me here. So it's good to have her running the board. And I'm joined today, if you're just tuning in, by Juan Landa. You can check out his organization, too, Modern Day Tours. They do a wonderful job. I appreciate Juan very much. It's a vocation and a ministry for him in terms of you know, leading souls to different places around the world. I had the opportunity to travel with him back in just a couple months ago. We went to Guadalupe. We went to a lot of other places. And you've heard the story of Guadalupe. You know the miracles of conversion that have taken place. You know what happened with, you know, Saint Juan Bernardino, the uncle, and things along those lines. Two questions here. One quick one, if you could. In front of the image of Our Lady Guadalupe, was there a what kind of miracle took place? Was there an Indian who was shot or killed? Was there a resurrection story, or am I confusing
right.
that with something else?
Right. No, no, no. You got it. Right in the old basilica where we were celebrating Mass, there's a huge, huge painting, maybe like two stories tall, and it portrays what they call the first miracle. Now, you and I know that the first miracle is the image itself in the Ayate or Tilma of Juan Diego, but this is what they call the first miracle because they were making a procession to the original chapel built at the shrine, the Chapel of the Indian, which is still there, where Juan Diego lived until the day he died, taking care of the image. And you know how they, you know, sometimes you have movies of the Mexican Revolution and they goes, the bad guys, or they uh-huh. well, even bad guys and good guys, they start shooting guns into the air, where the Aztecs did that too with arrows. So they got excited in the procession when they saw Our Lady, they start throwing arrows into the air in celebration, and one of the arrows penetrated the neck of one of the warriors that by now they've become Christians, and it killed them. And they brought the warrior to the foot of the image, and the warrior resuscitated. So that's called the first miracle, and there's a beautiful painting that is a gorgeous rendition of that event. Yeah, so it's a good memory that you got there.
I only have a couple minutes left here, though. There's one other place we went to I really want to talk about, St. Michael's Well, because I know a lot of people are going to be joining me for the chapel. They're sick. Tell the story of what happened there and the healing waters that flow.
It's a beautiful story because this is 100 years later. In our pilgrimage, we go to several other places, and of the 32 states in the nation of Mexico, we went to the smallest state, which is called Tlaxcala. Important to the story because that's where the Spanish form an alliance in order to beat the Aztecs. In this beautiful province, they have an apparition of St. Michael the Archangel, one of the few places in the world that can claim this. And he appeared to this Indian or Native American called Diego Lázaro. This is 1631 now in Tlaxcala. And there was a smallpox epidemic. And it was killing the Aztecs because they had no natural protection against the smallpox. St. Michael appears and tells them, hey, I got this water. Come follow me. I'll show you this place, and you can give this water to the people, and they'll be cured. And he didn't do anything about it because he thought no one would believe him.
Right.
So Diego Lázaro got really sick for disobeying the angel. He appears to him a second time during a Mass, and he almost dies out of the fright and pain that he was suffering. And he says, are you going to follow my advice or not? And he says, yes, yes, yes. But then he gets all fearful again because the cacique, the chief of the Native Americans, says, you are acting very weird. There's no St. Michael angel here. And that's what happened. And basically he said, finally, he almost died the third time, and he finally followed the angel to the site of a well where miraculous waters exist. And the well is still there today in the shrine.
And lots of miracles have taken place from that well, right? Lots of healings?
Lots of healings in that well, and as well as the other wells left by Our Lady. Yeah. It is amazing, this tradition of springs that are coming out, including the place where the fifth apparition was, is now the baptismal font, and spring water comes out. It's amazing. Well, in a place where the water is so bad that you get springs, is amazing.
I love it. Juan, I got to leave it right there. Thank you for joining me.
No problem.
My Always pleasure. Good to talk with you. Keep up your good work, and pray for us on your travels, okay?
Of course we will. Thank you.
That's Juan Landa. Check him out at Modern Day Tours. Well worth it. Some of the best travel I've ever been with. I mean, his pilgrimages are wonderful. Joining me now also is Neil Robbins, and I'm hearing Juan talk about, you know, so many of the places that these metals have gone and how God has really intervened. This is just in Mexico alone. He was talking about 1631, right? And here this young man has this experience of the angel. He suffered a plague just like we're suffering today with COVID, right? He was miraculously mm-hmm. healed. And thousands and thousands of people have been healed. They've been delivered. There have been great conversions that came from this spring of St. Michael. I was there, and these metals themselves were placed on that very spring. They were sprinkled with the water from that spring. So if you're just joining me, Neil and I are talking a little bit about a very limited premium that we have for you. If you would like to help support Relevant Radio in the mission of evangelization, of bringing Christ to the world, of bringing the chaplet to you on a daily basis, then maybe call 877-291-0123 or make a pledge at relevantradio.com. We'd be glad to send you out this medal that went to some of the holiest places, sites where the Mother of God herself appeared, where St. Michael appeared, and where thousands of healings and miracles and conversions have abounded, some of these incredible holy springs. Again, toll-free, tax-deductible, and it's yours, but today only. You won't be able to get this another day. Relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
And Drew, I really like what you were talking about earlier this hour, that if you donate and get the medal, give it to that son who's away from the faith, give it to that daughter who's away from the faith, or maybe a friend who might be struggling. 877-291-0123. The Our Lady of Guadalupe medal is available for the dollar a day giving level. And in addition to the medal, we have the book, Saint Monica Club. We'll be talking with the author next hour. And that book, Maggie, the author, is going to explain to you how to faithfully follow the example of Saint Monica, who prayed for nearly 30 years for her son Augustine to come back to the faith. Not an easy road, but you get the instructions, the path, in that book by Maggie Green called Saint Monica Club. 877-291-0123. As Drew mentioned a little while ago, we're only at 42% of our need of $2.7 million. We have a lot of ground to make up. So whatever you can do for us right now, if you can come in at the dollar a day, that's great. Yep. If you can do $10, $20, a one-time gift of that amount, that's good too. 877-291-0123. Drew, we haven't asked for big gifts in a while, and we know when we do ask, they do come in. So let's see if we can get a $5,000, maybe a $10,000 gift right now. If you can help out at that giving level, it'll really push us forward. 877-291-0123.
All right, we only have about a minute and a half left to go. It's not too late to get in this hour. In fact, I'd love to see probably another 23 calls. So if you've been thinking about giving, we are less than halfway through our pledge drive. But we are more than halfway through our pledge drive, but less than halfway to our goal. We could use you right now. As I said, we have limited quantities of this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. I haven't seen a whole lot of these around. If you love Our Lady, that is a great gift for us to say thank you to you for, if you can come in at that dollar a day. But as Neil pointed out, any gift right now will make a difference. We're down to about 20 more calls. If I get 20 more people in the next minute, we will have a great hour. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. We'll also send you out a very beautiful book called The St. Monica's Club. If you're praying for the conversion of somebody away from the faith, you will love that. That and the medal are yours, but today and today only for this medal. So call now.
Hey, we have so many people to thank. Tim in Palm Harbor, Florida, thank you so much for your dollar a day gift and a medal and a book going out to you, Tim. Jim in Williamstown, New Jersey, thank you for your dollar a day gift. Maria in San Bruno, California, with a dollar a day gift. And Joseph also kicking in a dollar a day from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. You can do the same for a medal and a book at 877-291-0123 or give online relevantradio.com. You can also reach out and respond on the Relevant Radio mobile app.